This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. It's Food Friday, and today we're having breakfast for dinner and lunch and everything in between. Our guest is a waffle-making genius, and there's almost nothing he hasn't tried to waffle.
Daniel Shumsky joins us now. He's the creator of the waffleizer.com website and the author of the book Will It Waffle? 53 Unexpected Recipes to Make in a Waffle Iron. Daniel, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much.
So you've made it pretty much your mission in life to figure out every possible application for the waffle iron. So I guess my question for you is why? What do you like so much about waffling your food?
Well, here's the reason it came about, which is that I do love my waffle iron, and it is sort of my mission to make it more useful because I don't love this idea that there are appliances that are only good for one thing and just taking up counter space the rest of the time.
And you give a little waffle history before we get into the recipes, including the history of the waffle frolic. Do you have a favorite moment in waffle history?
You know, what was really interesting to me when I was researching the book was finding out that waffles and waffle irons sort of go back to the founding of our country. So when Thomas Jefferson came back from France in 1789, one of the things that he is said to have brought back was a waffle iron.
And the one that really got me was that the Nike shoe company owes its origins to waffles.
Yeah, absolutely. Apparently the sole of the shoe initially was put into a waffle iron, and so that it had that sort of grid pattern on the bottom.
And how far back, you mentioned the dawn of American history, do waffles go back even further?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the reasons that we have these sort of pressed discs of dough is because in the medieval times that you can trace them back to communion wafers.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, as far as the modern-day waffle, let's say we want to buy in and start cooking our own waffles and other things, what do we need?
Well, here's what I tell people, which is that I get the question a lot, what's the best waffle iron to get? And I tell people, you know, there's a really good chance that you already have a waffle iron collecting dust in your cabinet or on top of the refrigerator, or maybe a relative of yours has one that they don't use. And that's really the number one indispensable piece of equipment is a waffle iron. And beyond that, there are a handful of tools, like maybe a nonstick, a silicone spatula, and some nonstick spray, but that's about it.
How many waffle irons do you have?
I don't know if I should admit this, but I have 6 waffle irons.
Are they all different?
Yeah, they're all different. One of the things that was really important to me when I was doing the recipes for this book was making sure that, you know, when I was asking the question, will it waffle, I wanted to make sure that the answer was consistent across the board so that when people use the recipes in the book, no matter what kind of waffle iron they had, it would work. So I was testing it in a bunch of different waffle irons.
Now, to be clear, when you ask the question, will it waffle, we're not just talking about making up batter and making waffles. That's a small part of your book. You are on a mission to find out what you can and cannot waffle in this world.
That's right. That is exactly right. So I know that waffle batter will waffle, right? But the question in writing the book was, well, look, that's great. I love waffles. But what else can we make in the waffle iron? And so we're talking about a whole range of foods from breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert, talking about things like cookies and quesadillas and all sorts of things.
Well, you've got some fans out there. We heard from a listener named Nick in Milwaukee already who says, waffled hash browns and waffled cookies spin me super happy, but I'm wondering if you have conquered waffled lasagna. If so, please share the recipe. Now, I don't think that one is in your book. At least I didn't see it, but can we get close to something similar to waffled lasagna?
Maybe. I have to put in a little plug for the waffled hash browns because those are amazing. You don't even have to flip them and both sides get crispy from the two-sided heat of the waffle iron. It's like, I don't know why anybody makes hash browns any other way.
That is usually the challenge with hash browns is that you have one layer that has some brown and the rest of it is just kind of white and mushy.
Yeah, or you have to sit there and futz with it to get it to brown in all the right places, right? But the waffle iron takes care of all of that for you, and it comes out with this fantastic grid pattern on it. It's one of my favorite recipes in the book.
Sir, you're dodging the question.
No,
how close can we get to lasagna on the waffle iron?
So what I will tell you about waffle lasagna is I haven't tried it yet.
Huh.
I do know that in the book has a recipe for spaghetti with waffled meatballs.
Hmm.
So I wouldn't say that the pasta area is unexplored, but the lasagna has not yet, haven't tackled that one yet.
Does that get a little crispy, the spaghetti and meatballs on the waffle iron?
Well, you make the pasta as you normally would, and then you make the meatballs in the waffle iron, and they end up with these divots, these nooks and crannies that sort of collect the sauce.
Wow, that does sound good. Well, you do get a little close to the lasagna in a recipe that I think is genius, waffled mac and cheese.
Yes. I love the waffled mac and cheese because this is, again, where that two-sided heat of the waffle iron really pays off. You get the nice, crunchy exterior and then the melty, gooey, cheesy inside.
And breadcrumbs turned out to be the secret.
Yeah, what I found was that if you waffled the mac and cheese without sort of an insulating layer of breadcrumbs, it kind of fell apart. So that little bit of breadcrumb not only adds a bit of crunch, but it kind of protects the mac and cheese inside.
Well, we're sharing one of your egg recipes on our Facebook page, Central Time Facebook page. It's eggs migas? Migas?
Yes. Migas, yeah.
Migas. So tell us about that one.
So what I love, there are a few recipes in the book that use eggs in the waffle iron, which is maybe not what you would normally think to cook in the waffle iron. This one is a little bit of a Latin touch. It's sort of a scrambled eggs with a little bit of a Latin flavor to it. And you mix up some eggs with some tortilla and some tomato and onion, and you put it all in the waffle iron and close the waffle iron. And when you open it up a few minutes later, you've got this, essentially it's a scrambled egg waffle is maybe the best way to describe it.
And it looks really delicious. So that's a breakfasty one. That's not pushing the boundaries too far, but it's definitely taking a new spin on it. And the other recipe that we're sharing is a recipe for red velvet cake ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, man. I had to test that one a lot when I was writing the book.
Oh, poor you.
Yeah, poor me is right. The thing about that I love is that, you know, I think red velvet waffles are maybe not terribly surprising, but what I was really looking for with this one was to replicate that sort of cookie texture that you get when you're eating an ice cream sandwich. And so what you are looking at when you see this is these two beautiful sort of scarlet red waffles on either side, sandwiching some vanilla ice cream in the middle and then chocolate chips. You know, the ice cream is dunked in chocolate chips, so it's sort of studded with the chocolate chips on the outside.
I just keep asking myself as I read your book and hear you talk about these things, why am I not eating this right now?
We've been really hungry this morning getting ready for this interview, I have to confess.
Yeah. So another one in the dessert category, following about the red velvet, that I really like the sound of, the s'more waffle, the s'moreful, I think is how you build it.
Yeah, the s'moreful. That is a genius idea. I can't even take all the credit for that one. I had a friend who owned a chocolate shop, and when I came to her with an idea of making things in the waffle iron that weren't waffles, she said, we've got to try s'mores. And so, you know, I had no argument. I was happy to try it. And this is one of these, I can't even tell you how fun this is to do. You make graham cracker dough, and then you make that in the waffle iron, and then you sandwich chocolate and marshmallow between the two graham cracker dough pieces, and you put it all together in the waffle iron, and it just gets so delicious and melty and gooey. It's amazing.
So you've obviously experimented with tons of recipes and, you know, even more on your Waffleizer website. But what is your favorite thing to make? What is your go-to waffle recipe?
Oh, man. You're putting me on the spot here. I think I gravitate sometimes toward the things that are just quicker and easier to do in the waffle iron. So let's just take something. There's a few of the recipes, those sorts of recipes in the book. But let's take something like the waffle quesadillas, where when you're making a quesadilla, what you really want is heat from both sides, and you don't want it to, you know, take too long, right? And the waffle iron is the perfect machine to use for quesadillas.
Great. Well, we should probably put in a plug for something healthy. You got any good veggies that work really well in the waffle iron?
There are a ton of veggie recipes in the book. One of my favorites is the waffled zucchini parmesan fritters.
Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's also a waffled portobello mushroom in there.
So what does that do? Let's take the mushroom. How does that serve us to cook that in a waffle iron?
Well, I think one of the things to always consider is that you've got two things going on here. You've got the two-sided heat of the waffle iron, so it makes it quicker than other things, other methods of cooking. And the other thing to consider, I think, is that, you know, we eat with our eyes first, and everything that comes out of the waffle iron ends up with this kind of fun grid pattern on it. And when something is just looks out of the ordinary, it looks a little fun, looks a little more different, it sets your expectations a little bit higher. It's It's kind of an adult way to play with your food.
And somebody, when I told them we were doing this show, was like, well, why not just use one of those home electric grills? Why does it have to be a waffle iron? What is it about the waffle and the grid that makes it better?
Well, that takes me back to one of the things that we talked about a little bit where with the waffle spaghetti and meatballs. Mm. So when you get the waffle, the texture in there, those nooks and crannies, it's perfect for collecting sauce. And that comes up with the waffled falafel, too, because you can spread some hummus on there, and it just settles in those divots, and it's perfect.
Plus, waffle falafel is really
awesome.
Fun to say.
Yes, it is as fun to say as it is to eat, for sure.
Now, we've been talking about all this crazy stuff there that we have to try a little different, but what about if you just want to make waffles in your waffle iron? Do you have a favorite recipe for that?
I do. So there are 53 recipes in the book for things to make in your waffle iron that are not waffles, but I didn't feel like I could write this book without including a couple recipes for waffles. So if you go all the way to the back of the book, there are two of my favorite waffle recipes. And probably my favorite of the two is the yeast-risen overnight waffle.
All right. Well, Daniel, sounds great. You've made us all really hungry. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Daniel Shumsky is the creator of Waffleizer.com and the author of the book Will It Waffle? 53 Unexpected Recipes to Make in a Waffle Iron.
And we've got those recipes for red velvet ice cream sandwich waffles and waffled eggs migas up on the Central Time Facebook page.
I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferrett. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.